Okay, how do I start this? Hi, Gochi Chat here. Wait, did I start with that? Is this the right order? Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly burning. Is that right? Did I start with that?
Wait, who does the opening?
Oh, right. Who does the opening? That one sounded weird.
That was Maddox again.
Just seeing what was happening.
I'm confused. I was like, wait, this doesn't ring. Okay, yeah. Opening.
Okay, okay. Oh man, it's like what's going on here?
You can keep that all in, Alex. Okay, watching the screen. This boy is one track.
Okay, it was. I didn't know what the fuck to do. Jesus Christ! All these topics are so hard.
All right, okay. I'm ready.
Come on, we're going to the H Mart. What kind of sweet or savory treats are we looking for? Yagua. That's all there is.
That was good. That was good.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. I was expecting more, but yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was tricking you there. This week in the Jungdog, Yagua.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Spicy. Yeah, qua. All right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I was doing that or the Yu-Gi-Oh theme song, you know?
What are you going to do? How are you going to do that?
Yagua.
Yagua. Whoa, whoa. That'd have been cool too. Oh, man. Let's make sure Gochi Mike loses. He has good openings. He has good openings. Yeah.
Let it end.
All right. Okay. All right. Hi, Gochi Chad here. That's why I do it. Okay. Hi, Gochi Chad here. All right. Then and now, our world and everything is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jangdok and a layer of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, stay hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the harsh critic Gochu, who doesn't want to admit it, but was the one who came up with the idea for a Korean snack month. So, you know, thank him. And, you know, look how it's going. Thanks, Gochu Alex.
It's the best month so far.
You got numbers for that?
Yeah, look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Can you share the numbers next time? I'm curious how it compares with the other.
I do have some stats other than numbers that I wanted to share.
Oh, wow. Might as well do it now. This is what the intro is for. You know, next 15 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah. The second country where we have the most listeners outside of America is Germany.
Whoa.
At 6%.
Interesting.
I think I said this before. I said this last year, but remember, I have some German chingus over there.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, I went to Berlin twice last year.
You've been there a lot.
Yeah, so
recently.
Yeah, so I hit them up. You know, I told them about my podcast. So, yeah. It must be them.
Okay. Yeah, it must be. Well, wait. Them and, like, you know, thousands of their friends.
Oh, yeah. No, I told them.
It's like a very few, like, subpopulation of listeners.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another statistic, 72.2% of our listeners are male.
Ooh, I need to fix that.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. We have three guys and one girl on the pod.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, so, how does that make sense?
Like, yeah, so we have, you know, around a quarter of the listeners are female, and we have one quarter of our host is a female gochu.
Okay, yeah. But I need to fix that. So it makes sense, though, because, like, all the girls I tell to listen to my podcast
are like, ew, no.
Huh?
Are like, ew, no.
Are like, what?
What?
What'd you say?
They're like, ew, no.
Oh, yeah. They're like, ew, no.
It doesn't register for gochu chat.
Yeah.
When a girl says,
huh? What are you talking about? They used to say yum. They say yum, but they say that, or they listen to it and they stop listening to it after, you know, things don't work out. So it makes sense.
On that note, one last statistic I wanted to share was that 82.5% of our listeners are 23 to 27 years old.
No,
let's go, Gen Z.
I know, we're not in there. What?
I think younger generations are more interested in like green culture and
we're more of a I don't know, it's kind of weird to say, but we're more of a comedy podcast. Our generation listens to like, you know, NPR and like the Business Weekly and all that kind of professional.
I'm not in that generation.
Well, not yet. You will
leave me out of it.
Right? Go Charles.
I also think you generally just like listening to like, or just like consuming stuff and like media, you want to like go up age, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You don't like listen to like people younger than you or like your peers. That's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
So just slightly older.
There you go. They look up to us.
By very, very, you know, a little bit older, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we should definitely have like a fan meetup. I'm down. Coach Amanda, can you set that up for us?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how big of a stadium we need to find.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. That's a good point.
Well, we can start small. We can start with an auditorium first. But before we do that, though, go to Chad.
Uh-huh.
You know that, like, a girl who's, like, 27, mm-hmm. like the max range of our most popular listener base,
uh-huh.
they're too young for you, okay?
They're perfect. Wait,
you still want to do this?
In fact, they're too old. What are you talking about?
Oh my god.
You're like almost a decade older than them. What are you talking
Am I?
About?
I'm only 34. What are you talking about?
You're gonna be 35 this year. So that's 8
whoa,
years.
Whoa. You're counting like 4 months ahead.
Yeah, and maybe they're gonna be 28 this year, okay?
Oh, go to Mike. Fist bump. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Okay. 27? Okay. Come on. You're counting 27 as too young? I guess they are. No, they're not. No, there are.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's okay. It's still 90s, like at the minimum, right? In the mid-90s.
It was not okay, Coach Mike. What's the number? It was like, oh, that's not. Like, if I were to tell you, like.
Definitely past 2000, obviously. But that's like, I mean, so that's like 24-ish. So, yeah, that's way.
So you're saying 25 and up is okay for me? That's like a 10-year difference.
25 is a little on the low. You know, that's getting there.
Okay, it's 26 then.
Like I would be like a little, you know, like a little weird and stuff, but I wouldn't be like
27
freaking
is fine.
No. It'd be like, but like 2000, if they're born like, you know, past 2000, then no, just hard no.
Okay. All right. Well, if they're born 2000, I won't tell you then. Okay. All right. Glad we got that aside. Go to Alex. Any more stats?
No, that was it.
All right, cool. Next week, please share the stats of the month, theme months, to see how this one compared, okay? I'm curious. I feel like this one's the worst one in terms of stats. In terms of content, though, not bad. All right. Whoa. Are we just done with this Alex's intro?
Yeah.
We're like 8 minutes in. Okay.
That's fine.
Let's rush this thing. Okay, I got things to do. Amanda, did the opening act go to who is rebelling against her opening act name by winning the past couple of Golden Gochu quizzes. And this is Gochu Amanda taking liberties on Felicity Jones' character's famous line that was only used in the trailer for Rogue One. This is Golden Gochu quiz, isn't it? I go chew. No. Come on! That was good! Right?
I don't follow.
Oh, so in the Star Wars, Rogue One, Star Wars story movie, the mm-hmm. trailer had Felicity Jones' character's main character say, "This is the rebellion, isn't it? I rebel." And then that line kind of went off poorly, so they took it out of the movie. But yeah. So that's the background.
Okay.
I go chew. Come on, that's like a things from last episode too. Anyways, Michael, the multiverse go-to, who has agreed to do the one shrimp challenge. It's called one shrimp challenge now. It's like chip and shrimp. One shrimp challenge. If he gets last place in this week's quiz. But we all know how he takes promises. He still hasn't done, you know, the other promise he made. Oh.
Have you done your promise?
What was my promise?
He already broke it.
Yeah.
What was my promise?
Wasn't it like dating, going on fewer
going on fewer first dates.
First dates, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but I've done that so far. This is already, it's almost April. By this time last year in April, I went on so many first dates. I went on maybe a fourth of the amount this year.
Oh. Well, didn't you say a certain number?
That's true though. I said four or five, which is actually kind of low for a year. So I did break that. I did break that. But come on. Four for a year is kind of low. I mean, last year I was hitting I don't want to say, but Jesus.
Man. No one's keeping their promises.
At least I'm making effort, and Gochi Mike's not doing what he said he was going to do, okay?
I'm sorry.
Totally different, right? I'm running the race, and he's not even starting, right? Okay. And I chat this wisest Gochi in existence, who puts the yuck in yuckwa, if you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean. Now it's gonna do
I heard yuck.
Yeah,
do
yuck.
You mean to say yuck?
Yeah, I meant to say yuck.
Oh, okay.
Yuck, yuck. And I was gonna say, if you know what I mean, I said the bang bang, can't handle this. I don't know. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Man, this time away from the recording has,
No, actually, I think this intro is one of the best ones I had so far. For me then. Okay. And together with the Gochujang Game, 4 Korean Americans is closing and opening channels where you please. Okay, so I think one of the most popular segments last year that we kind of stopped this year on purpose was the shooting the shit segment. And we made that pledge to get rid of it, but I think I'm gonna bring it back. Let's go ahead and shoot the shit. Go to Alex.
What? I like how we've been doing it naturally.
Oh, you like the Selena Gomez naturally stuff. Okay. All right, let's go.
Yeah, it comes naturally. You brought up the episode rankings, and I chimed in and shared some other statistics about the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that means you're all getting better at podcasting. You're just jumping in when you can about related. Yeah, okay. All right, then, fine. Naturally, then. All right, you changed my mind. Let's go ahead and go back in the day.
Well, okay. Oh.
Oh, you had something.
What's going on? Oh, no, I was going to ask. Gochujang, how are you?
Oh, man. I'm wiping a tear from my eye right now. No one's asking that. I'm just kidding. I'm doing fine. I was just telling Gochujang Mike that I was in, he was asking me about my trip. I was in Dublin during, St. Patrick's. For some reason, I feel like I said this on the pod already. No?
I don't think so. I think you just told us.
That I'll be? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I was there. It was hella crowded out there. There was, a parade going on. It was, kind of cold and rainy a bit, but people were still... It was, so packed outside, and there were so many people drinking. I arrived around 1 or 2 p.m. Yeah, and it was crowded out there. But one thing I said I was surprised about, and I told people there at the office too, was that in Dublin I was one of the very few non-white person there. And so then I went to bars with my coworkers on that Sunday, and these bars was all white folks, right? And I was surprised no one really batted an eye when they saw me. No one was no one was hostile, no one said anything. It was a strange, I don't know, it was kind of strange, because I felt like, what?
I mean, I don't know. Isn't that kind of what you would want?
Yeah, that's what you would want. But it's just, I don't know. It felt weird. I don't know, it felt weird. Because I don't know, I felt safer in Dublin than I did in the States. You know? it was that kind of feeling.
Maybe kind of sounds like you're actually being racist against Irish people.
maybe. Because the way I view it is like they're like a homogenous society of like white Irish folks. And, you know, this, yeah. And I'm very different from them. So, but I guess in the end, maybe that was my, yeah, my bad. So I'm so sorry.
Wait, what is this mesh?
I'm so sorry.
The quickest turnaround ever.
Yeah, that was my B, man. Dublin, they're chill folks, man. And all the taxi drivers are so nice, so helpful. Not just like the white Irish people, but like the Indian Irish people too. Man, they're so they're so chill. They're very helpful. Yeah.
Highly. I feel like Ireland is like one of the one of like a popular tourist country.
You think so?
No, I think so. At least like recent years, I think there's been a lot more people like going to Ireland or like wanting to go to Ireland. It's so hard to
Ireland. Yeah, that's Ireland. That's one thing. There's like the people are nice, but then like the place itself is kind of a drag. I'm so sorry. And also the food
isn't it supposed to be like really beautiful?
Yeah,
like,
I thought the countryside.
Yeah,
but maybe because of.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't in the countryside, so yeah, but also like the food is like crack-a-lacking. That's my favorite word. Like, this food is so crack-a-lacking. Nothing stands out. Yeah.
What did you have? What are the like shepherd's pie? Is that something?
Oh, I had a shepherd's pie. Yeah. And I also had I had steak too at a nice place. I even had Korean food. I had Korean food there. I had like burritos and everything. Yeah, it's just like no.
Burritos. How was Korean food at Ireland?
Korean food was not bad. Not as bad as I thought it'd be. It was better than the Mexican food for sure. Yeah, Mexican food there sucks. Oh man, so bad. And then I also had Japanese food there too, which was pretty good. Yeah. But also it was owned by Koreans, you can tell. Yeah. But overall, I don't recommend food there. Beer is good, obviously. I think you go mainly for that people experience. Anyways, yeah, how are you doing, Gochu Amanda?
I'm doing all right. I've just been kind of busy with lab work and also wedding stuff, but...
What's that wedding segment we had? Right.
Huh?
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers. I didn't forget. Is this a Wedding Crashers?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. Okay. Back it up.
Yeah. It is crunch time, though.
Yeah.
Pretty much a month away.
Wedding Crashers Crunch Time Edition. All right.
Yeah. Also payment time. It's like... We had to pay the rest of the invoice for all of our vendors.
Hey, if you need money, let me know.
I'm getting by. Don't worry.
I'll pay for it, but you just have to listen to me on the flower choices.
I'll listen to you.
Yeah. Okay. Go to Alex. If you need money, let me know.
All right.
Well, Coach Alex is okay. I'll listen to you, Coach Chad.
Yeah, listen to me on flower arrangements, on the seating arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will? Okay. All right, we'll talk about this off pod. All right. Okay. All right.
And cool. No one's going to ask Coach Michael?
No, I didn't ask Coach Alex either. I just asked you because. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Coach Mike. Coach Alex. Oh, you got how are you guys doing?
Oh man, my head's weird right now just because we've talked about it before, but it's like the you know how life is a simulation and it's like running out of memory and like people just keep on popping back up that you know assets being reused.
Uh-huh.
It happened like 5 times in like the last like few weeks and it's like yeah
that boy from Berkeley. Was it another tournament?
No. So for Waymo, I got an email. It wasn't like just to me, but it's like to like a whole bunch of people from a name that I recognized and you would actually recognize too. And then I looked in it and it's that person who works at Waymo from college. And it's like, whoa, that's weird.
Can you say it and Gojaz, can you like bleep it?
Huh? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
So that was like, I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. And then so that was one. Another is at like Zachary's work. There was like a new worker and they like looked really familiar. And then like they were looking at me too, like, what?
Huh?
And then that person I knew from a One Piece tournament, like locals.
Oh.
So that was a crossover there.
Dude.
And then at Zachary's, somebody came in just yesterday who I knew from college too. I don't think they recognized me. Like we weren't like super close or anything, but it was like them 100%.
Name.
So just like.
Name.
Patrick. I don't think you know him at all.
Oh, Patrick. I don't know Patrick. You don't have to believe this, man. That's a first name basis. You know? I don't believe that shit.
Yeah. And then also a professor from Berkeley.
Oh.
Like Jonathan Shuchuk. It's like in...
you gotta bleep
that. I'm saying I'm putting him on blast because he's like getting like called out for like some misogyny stuff.
Oh, you don't have to bleep this. You don't have to bleep this. Don't bleep this.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, but it was like, I like had a course with this guy, you know, it's like, what the heck? Why is all this stuff like popping up?
What do you teach?
Computer science.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. But it's just like all this stuff, like in like not that, you know, like no overlaps, you know, for a lot, you know, a very long time. Then just like recently, all of a sudden, just over, just like all these weird connections. Like,
all of a sudden, the Matrix is saying, go to Mike.
It's out of memory.
Yeah, we need to recycle some of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Oh man, that's nice. I wonder what now happened for me.
You don't want it to happen, man. It's weird, man.
Oh, it sounds fun.
No, it's not. I like having separate stuff, you know, and then they start all mixing up. No, it's not good.
It sounds fun to me. Did you email back B?
No, it wasn't like a high. It was like just a bunch. It wasn't like directed towards.
Okay. I see. All right. Yeah, she married an old guy.
Okay, cool.
Off topic, but yeah.
I know you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I remember before I stopped using Facebook, I was like, oh, this guy looks hella old. Anyways. But good for her. Okay, cool. Gocha Alex?
No, I don't got anything.
Okay, I'll take Gocha Alex's place and say, oh my gosh. Kyung Song creature, I told Gojo House this. That was disappointing. First four episodes is good. Rest was not so great. Go to Mike. You don't have to watch it. I don't think we'll do the episode.
I'm saved.
Yeah. You didn't start, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, but what we're going to do an episode on is Queen's Tears. Oh, my
Queen
God.
Queen of Tears?
Queen of Tears is my second favorite drama of all time. And I think I see a pattern. My first favorite drama of all time is My Liberation Notes. Second favorite drama of all time is Queen of Tears.
Kim Ji-won.
Kim Ji-won's so good, man. Oh, my gosh. And her characters. I love it. And also, Kim Soo-won, man, he's a snack. Boy's a snack. I see it. Oh, I love this drama. Watch it, Mike. Don't watch it for the pod. Just watch it for your own enjoyment. It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to Maddie, you agree, right?
I do like the drama. It's fun.
That's different from, oh my gosh, it's my second favorite of all time. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still not Dokkaebi.
What are you talking about? Okay. But also, this drama is like six episodes came out, and I was like, oh man, they seem like they're gonna wrap up soon. I looked it up and was like, oh shoot. It goes up to 16? I got 10 more left? I'm in for a treat.
Mm.
Yeah, so I got excited. Okay, yeah, that's Alex's Coach Alex's turn there. Okay, thank you all. Let's go ahead and look into Yakwa back in the day. Gochu Mike, have you had these like traditional Korean snacks back in the day?
I have not had these traditional Korean snacks ever,
including now.
Yeah, I bought them and I haven't eaten them yet.
Oh, shit. So you could do a live testing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Okay. We'll save that
ASMR.
After the quiz. Okay. All right. Go to Amanda. I'm sure you got some experience with yakgwa.
I mean, like, I've definitely had them growing up, but I mean, it's not something that, like, we had all the time.
Okay, okay.
But yeah.
Did you like them as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're sweet.
They are surprisingly sweet.
Yeah, I mean, yakgwa is sweet, and they're pretty soft, so... And it's like very tasty.
If they're good, they melt in your mouth. Are they fried? Gochujang, Amanda, do you know?
Yeah,
okay. They're definitely fried. Yeah, they're like they're like Korean traditional cookies that are like donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're yummy. I think I probably had more of like the gangjeong.
Can you describe what that is?
Things. It's basically like Korean Rice Krispies.
Oh, the puffs.
Yeah,
those are good
too.
But
they make it not only with just rice, but with like different types of seeds. Like sesame seeds, like black sesame seeds.
Yeah, and they have like bright colors too.
Yeah.
Gochujang, did you get some of these? Did you get some of these? Shit.
Gangjeong.
Gangjeongs? Did you get some?
No,
of
I didn't. Oh, I failed.
Next time. So right now you got the brown cookie.
Yep, I got Nanugo Korean traditional cakes.
Is that it?
Huh? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's a brand. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, go to Alex.
Yeah, I remember eating a lot of yakgwa back
fat
in the
fuck.
Day.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? I know I had a lot, but I remember also there'd be like years where we didn't have any at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find. It's not like something you think of. It's like, oh, I want some of this and go to the store.
It never is. No.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those like random things. And for me, like, since we went to Korean school for a
this
year.
This is my memory too. You're taking
this
it.
This is something that happened. Like one time they had yakgwa as like a dessert and it was a treat, right? And so... You go through the cafeteria line and then the ladies will like give you portions, right? Mm-hmm. And so they give you one cookie each. But then after we finished, we wanted more yakgwa cookies.
Yeah.
So I remember Gochujang Chad and I and two of our friends, we went back into the line
to get
more of the yakgwa. And we just took like handfuls of the cookies and then we got in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taking my memory. I don't remember the trouble part, but I remember the going back for seconds.
No, we got scolded.
Oh, we did?
Aww.
How could they? We're star students.
No, we weren't. But anyways, yeah, no, that's my memory of yakgwa.
Yeah, I think that's like my first like memory that I remember eating yakgwa and really enjoying it. Like in the cafeteria, school cafeteria. Also, we went to, I don't know if I should say the school, does it matter? But we went to like for 1 year in fourth grade, we went to the Korean school. And I feel like it was kind of like a poorer school. Gochujang, Alex, you think so? It's like a poor public school?
I don't know
school.
About poorer. Basically, it's like a public
school. It felt like a poor public school.
It was just a public school, yeah.
Are you sure? The kids there feel like they're pretty poor.
Kids at the American public school seem the same way.
That's true too, yeah. For some
I don't know, yeah, does that really matter?
Anyway, it doesn't matter, yeah. So yeah. I remember eating those there. I was like, oh man, this is so good. I didn't know what it was, but it was so good. We went, yeah, that was a key memory of yakgwa. Oh man, good memories. I wonder how they're doing. You ever remember, you ever wonder, Gochujang, how those friends are doing?
Friends from poor school.
those poor Korean friends are doing?
Yeah, I mean, by now they would have gone to the army, came back, I mean, entered the workforce, most likely have gotten married.
Probably slaving away. Yeah, like doing 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., yeah.
Six-day work weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I feel a little bad for them, but... No, I actually recently though I was going through our family like photo album online.
You found them?
And I saw pictures of them, yeah. Like when they came over for our birthday.
Do you remember that girl who was in my class who had an older sister and younger brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, had a crush on. Speak a bit of English.
Yeah, yeah. You found her?
What? I'm not gonna find her for you.
Can you find her? Oh, shit, you find her for me?
But sure, you might want to now. That might be an avenue we might have to take.
Hey, Coach Meta, can you help me out on that? Okay, thank you. Anyways,
am I getting paid for it?
I'll pay wedding stuff. But also, you have to do what I say for the wedding. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. That was good back in the day stuff. Let's go ahead and move on to the Golden Gochu Quiz.
All right, Golden Gochu Quiz. It is the 50 Nifty United States and the 13 most popular fatty snacks edition.
Oh shit, we're doing this again. Okay, yes, Gochu Alex, yes. You love this segment. You're the father of this segment.
Right, right. It's a bit different. It's gonna be a Korean focus this time since we've gone through the Korean snack month, right? And so we're more familiar with what the Korean snacks are. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a good opportunity now to shift it to Korea. And right now, if you join the stream, you'll see 11 of the most popular Korean snacks.
And you'll have this screenshot available for our listeners, right?
Right. This will be on our Instagram and other socials if you want to see this screen that I'm mm-hmm. talking about. I know the segment is 13 most popular fatty snacks. But two of the top 13 snacks are snacks that I have no idea what they are. So I removed them, okay?
Oh, really?
Not a real Korean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then let me just ask you, Coach Chad. You know what? The crown champsal...
Of course.
...sebong sunghwa is.
It's like my second favorite snack.
Sebong sen...
Coach Alice, when you read Korean, why do you read it like that?
It's written in English, that's why.
Oh, okay.
The list I'm looking at is written in English.
Oh, God. This Coach one. Amanda, what are you doing? Teach this boy some Korean.
Do you know what that is, Coach Amanda?
I said
it. It's like a chapsal kind of snack, I think.
Sengwa?
Anyways, there was that, and there's also an Orion swing chips. And so I've never heard of that, but I guess Coach Amanda has. But those are like kind of like a spicy chips. So I removed those two from the top 13, so we got 11, all right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, you never had these before?
No, I never had the swing chips. All right. So you can see on the slide, we got 11 snacks.
Dude, swing chips, man, those are good. They taste like pho, right?
Is that right, Coach Amanda?
I think they have different flavors.
Oh, there's a pho flavor then.
Okay, if you say so. The Lotte Binch. So we talked about the Binch biscuit chocolates. The crown corn chips. We didn't talk about these, but they're just kind of similar to like the corn chips that you put on your finger, the bugles. Lotte Cheetos. So I was debating if I should keep this in or not.
Oh, in Korea, they're Lotte.
Yeah, but in Korea, there is like a Lotte brand of Cheetos. And it is different. It's distinctly different than the American flavor.
Okay.
I remember having these a lot. And then we got the Orion turtle chips.
Those are king.
Gobuk chips.
Or should I say queen?
Sure. Whichever flavor you want. Okay. And then the Lotte Chikchok. These are real chocolate cookies.
Oh, so those are like the Chip Ahoy's.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that bag is like identical.
Yeah, these are
they're fake cookies. Don't eat those.
The Nongchi.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't eat those. They got a lot of preservatives or fake cookies. Don't eat those.
No, it says real right on it.
Yeah, it's real.
Real
like
what?
The biggest word on
real chocolate cookies. Oh, that's what it says. Yeah. Dude, they can say anything cookies. On there.
Yeah, what can they cannot say?
Yeah.
That sounds like something they can't.
Legally, they can, I don't know.
They probably can't say that like it has like some sort of health benefits.
Okay, yeah, that for sure. Okay, Nongshim shrimp crackers.
Oh, the one shrimp challenge.
And then we have the Lotte Mongshare, which is...
How are these different from choco pies?
It's pretty much like choco pie, but the sad thing is...
They're more popular?
Choco pie is ranked 17.
choco pie is really? Marshmallow.
Yeah.
In between. The inside is a marshmallow.
Uh-huh, and this one is cream.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So it's a lot softer.
I know.
Okay. Oh, but you asked.
Unless you educated, you educating the listeners. I know.
Okay.
And then we have the Orion Choco Mushrooms, the Hai Tai Home Run Ball. Huh?
Hete?
Okay, I don't know why they
wrote why you say? Why'd you say like a Japanese name?
Hai Tai.
Hai Tai.
Because they wrote Haitai. That's Hai Tai.
Dude, what are you doing? This is a Korean American podcast.
Hete Home Run Ball. I was confused too, because I actually looked this up. And it's a Korean company based in Korea.
You thought it was a Japanese snack?
Because the freaking name was like Hai Tai.
Jesus.
Okay. The Orion Polka Chips, which are basically like potato chips.
Yeah.
And then the Hete Honey Butter Chips.
You almost... good job.
Yeah, not Hai Tai. Okay. You'll notice, though, Beppero is not on this list. Because Beppero is actually ranked 22nd.
Wow. But not on November 11th. That's real name number one.
Oh, I mean, that's for sure. Okay, but okay.
Do you not have a fake one this time around?
There's no fake one.
What? Because we're doing
something a little different.
No fun.
All right. So you're going to go ahead and guess what place any of these snacks are. And if you get it right, you get a point and you can keep guessing.
Oh, okay.
What? This is Family Feud. this is Family Feud with all the options shown, huh?
No, it's 50 nifty. Okay,
this is different game. Go to Mike, okay, right? This is different game.
Go to Chad goes last.
This is the boring different game.
And then go to Mike didn't ask any questions, so he goes first.
Hey, my opening could be shit, so if you want me to lose,
go to Amanda and go to Chad.
Okay, my opening
could be bad. And this is just most popular overall, or in Korea, or
in Korea by sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not 50 nifty, trifty, thrifty, whatever it was.
I'm going to go ahead and start off with the, let's go turtle chips, number one.
Oh, shit. That sounds good.
No, that's wrong.
Uh-huh. Oh,
fuck you.
Whoa.
Okay. My turn?
Yep.
Okay. Seokgang first.
Oh, shit. That was my guess.
That is also wrong.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Where are you
what is number one? No way.
This ranking is from the Food Information Statistics System, FIS, and it is based on sales data.
Damn.
In sales data in year 2024?
Yeah, what's the URL?
Damn, you guys asking a lot of questions.
Well, because I looked at the list of like kwaja from like a Korean news article like a couple episodes back to prepare for the episode.
Oh shit!
But I mean, we should go off of what Gochu Alex has.
Gochu Alex.
I don't know the year.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll just say it's from last year.
Okay. All right. So if Kobu chip and Seokgang shrimp chips aren't number one, I have no idea. Anything could be number one then, right?
Okay. Yeah. Then don't do number one.
So instead, I'm gonna go for number five. Oh. Number five, Kobu chip.
Number five.
Bing.
Kobuk chip.
Kobuk.
All right, so what I'm going to do is if you're close, I'm going to let you know, all right?
No, don't let me know. Because then the other people know.
Oh, you don't want it?
Why are you letting me? Then. That's not fair. What?
Right, that's a choice then. That's an option, okay?
You don't know if they're come close. Why did you do that?
No. You're wrong, though. You're wrong.
That's not fair.
All right, go to Mike.
Turtle chips number six.
That's not fair. See, what the fuck? What the fuck? No.
You're wrong.
Oh, no.
Do you want a hint?
No.
Okay.
Makes no sense. This hint thing makes no sense.
It's like Battleship.
Okay? You're rewarding other people for your like closeness? No, that makes sense. Go to Amanda's turn? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do honey butter chip one.
Honey butter Ooh. Chip one. Bold. No, that's wrong.
All right. Kobuk chip number four.
Kobuk chip number four. You're correct.
Yay! Let's go.
All right. Do you want to keep going?
Of course. Wait. Is there benefit, like negative, to not?
There could be some like
strategy.
Yeah, oh, strategy, like telling them. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, that's kind of dumb. No, I'm gonna keep going. Okay. All right. So if Gochimanda said, what'd she say for number one? Oh, honey butter chip. Okay, I'm gonna guess Cheetos number one then. Let's go Cheetos.
All right. From now on, I'm gonna just text you individually.
Oh my god! You're telling him it's number two then. What the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Just text me then. That doesn't make sense. No. No. Go to Alex.
Yeah. Just text in the Gochujang gang group.
What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
You have to give me this point. That doesn't make sense. Now you just give it to Matt. What?
All right.
So dumb. Oh my god. Shut the hell up. What?
Huh? All right. I sent you a text.
No, I don't want the text. You piece of shit. No. Okay, just give me the point and we'll move on, okay? And I won't go for the next one. Okay?
You didn't get it.
No. No. That's not fair. Go to Alex. No.
Put your mic next, right?
No, that's not fair at all. Come on.
It might not be right.
No, that's not right.
You don't know. I'm gonna guess Cheetos number two.
No.
That's not right.
We don't even know if it's
correct.
Right.
That is correct.
Got it. What the hell?
We did it.
Wow.
Okay. Wait,
no.
I have doubts about this list.
I'm done. Coach Chad's okay. Gone.
It's not even your turn.
Coach
okay.
Chad's gone. It is done. Done. Whatever. I'm last. Get me out of okay. here.
I'm going to go shrimp crackers number three.
Shrimp three. No, that's wrong.
Coach Chad, did I get half a point?
I'll take it into consideration, Coach Chad.
You pretty much just gave him that, all right?
I can't say for sure if I did. I didn't. I'm just explaining the rules, okay, as we were playing. So.
Go check on.
All right, go to Amanda.
I'll do home run ball one.
Home run ball one.
No way.
No, that is incorrect.
Is this? Are you sure this is sales in Korea?
Yes. This is sales.
Okay, I'm going to go Choco Songi number 11.
All right. The Choco Songi number 11.
Oh, let me text you.
You? Wow. How did you get that?
It's a feeling.
That's correct, Gochu Chad. Good job. You're at 2 points. You're winning.
Yeah, Choco but point. Barely by 1 point. So I should winning. Be 3 points right now. Okay, I keep on going, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna work backwards. That makes more sense here. So I'm gonna go home run ball number 10.
Home run ball 10. No, okay. That's not right.
Did you text me?
I'm sending you a text now.
Okay, so number 9 then. Okay.
No. Stop. All right, go to Mike.
We're gonna go honey butter chips in the 3.
Honey butter chips 3. Ooh.
That's too high. Too high.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Which Amanda.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna do home run ball 3.
Home run ball 3.
Damn, you really wanna get this home run ball up there, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You're on the board.
Oh wow, Amanda. Really? Okay. That popular, okay.
Home run ball 3 okay. is correct.
Okay. I'm gonna do bench 1.
Ooh.
Bench 1.
That was my next guess.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, number 10 has to be Chick Chalk real chocolate chips.
Ooh. No, that is incorrect. Go to Mike. Back to you.
All right. We're going to go Honey Butters in the 5.
Yes, good job. That is correct. And actually, He got that because I sent him a text that he was close. And actually, Amanda, Coach Amanda got the home run ball because I gave her a close text as well.
Yeah. Oh, why did
someone
you
appreciate?
Wait a minute. Like, why didn't you announce this, Coach Alex? So I could have gotten it. I could have stolen the point, huh? What the hell?
I don't know what you mean to say, Coach Jack.
Listeners, do you hear this bias against me?
All right, so you want to keep going, Coach Mike?
Of course. We're going Chick Chocks in the 8.
Chick Chock 8. No, that's incorrect.
Mm-mm. Can you announce, please?
No, but who is the next? It's Coach Amanda.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Chick Chock 9.
Chick Chock 9. Yes.
What the fuck? Did you tell her? Did you tell her, Coach Alex?
I didn't tell her, but I did text you close, and I texted Coach Mike close, too.
So I knew it was number 9 because I said 10. Yeah. What?
That's too bad.
That's not right. This is not right.
I heard 8 and 10 from you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I see. Okay, that's pretty smart. But also, I'm still upset.
All right, you're all tied up. 2 points.
Doesn't feel like
something happen here.
Doesn't feel like time.
Go to Amanda.
Okay.
Should I delete these two to make it easier to see?
Yeah, yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Please.
So we got 5 left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna clean up.
I'll do Mongshai 10.
Ooh.
Mongshai 10, no.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Coach Chad.
Okay, this has to be right. Polka chip number 1. That has to be it.
You're correct.
Yes, okay.
The Orion polka
chip. Looking at Cheetos number 2. Number 1. Polka chip has to be number 1. Okay. And then, Coach Amanda said Montchel 10. Okay. Can you delete the polka chip? It's distracting as hell. Can you please? Okay.
I got it.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And then crown corn chips number 6.
No, that's incorrect. All right. Going back to Go-To Mike. I feel like this might be the last round.
Oh, no.
Probably. Okay. We're going to go. I'll try bench in the 6.
Bench in 6. No. Oh, nice. Incorrect. All right, go to Amanda.
All right, go to Amanda. Gets this wrong, I get anything right.
I'll do corn. It's hard. Corn. Corn chips 7.
Yes.
No way. No. No way. No. 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 You did not text me close.
What?
You didn't text me close.
I did text you.
I said corn chip number 6.
I did text you.
Why'd you tell Coach Amanda?
I didn't. Why are you bluffing? What are you doing?
Okay. All right. Then.
This could all fit in like little puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you delete the corn chip?
Okay. That's what I'm about to say. It's distracting as hell.
I don't know if you remember what everyone else guessed.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm gonna do number 8 bench.
No, please don't.
No. Wow.
No, no, it's over. It's over.
You're on a roll.
No, it's over. Please make her forget.
Number 10 is Hilgang.
Oh no, it's over. Oh,
yes, you got it. Yes, that's correct.
Coach Amanda wins again.
And then just to finish it off.
Mongshe, number 6.
Mongshe, 6.
Oh gosh, damn. Not fair.
Congratulations, Coach Amanda. You are this week's Golden Gochi Quiz winner with 6 points.
Wow.
You dominated.
Wow.
Go to Chad at 3 points and go to Mike 2.
Wow. as predicted. Coach Amanda, you got a line to say?
Well, Well, yeah, the ranking that I was familiar with is, so this is a news from, it's a Korean news from 2023, October 2023. And in terms of sales, the shrimp cracker was number one. And then it was the polka chips. And then it goes like Pringles, then gokalkon, and then ozingo tangkong, matdongsan, honey butter chip, and then gobuk chip.
Uh-oh. It's very different from my list.
Yeah. But, I mean, we just go with
Coach
Alex's list.
Oh, okay. Why don't we just say that these were the sales numbers in America?
Yeah.
Okay, Cheetos. No one gets, like, the Korean Cheetos in America.
That's true.
Huh.
But I feel like Cheetos is also not that popular in Korea.
What? I had them a lot there.
I don't remember. What family were you living in? I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Also, Skewed... And also, Gochi Man, when I said what line you have, I expect you to say, this is Gochi, Golden Gochi quiz, isn't it? I go chew. So let's try again. Gochi Man, what you got something to say?
Yeah, no, I was just being smart about, you know, like what you guys had said and just kind of like put everything together. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
And, this is what? Golden Goju quiz, isn't it? I go chew.
It's okay. Not going to happen.
Yeah, apparently not.
Are you going to pay me?
I mean, have you cheated this game?
What?
I don't know about that.
I didn't cheat.
Coach Alex was like passing you like hints and shit. I don't know that. Anyways, okay, congratulations, go to Amanda for winning another quiz. Wow, you're on a streak. You're on a streak. If you win the next quiz, I have to change your opening title. It doesn't fit anymore.
Okay. Yeah?
I'll switch it with Gochi Mike's.
Well, because you said that, I'm gonna lose next week's quiz.
Alright, we'll see. Okay, let's go ahead and open the genre. Let's see what we got for Yakwa nowadays. So Gochi Mike, you're gonna try
it. Is it time?
Yeah, okay. I got one here too, in a package, so I'm gonna open it and eat it with y'all. Yeah. All right.
Noise suppression on? I thought I was trying to... Oh, turn noise suppression off.
Oh, so soft. It tastes unhealthy. That's the thing. It tastes unhealthy.
Oh my god, it tastes so fried? Oh my god.
Yeah, right? Wow, this is live. Gochi Mike is trying Yakwa for the first time. Wow.
It tastes like, oh my god.
It tastes like a fried donut, right?
Yeah. They took something fried and fried it again.
Yeah.
I will say it's not what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
Like more just like cookie-ish, but
more of a snap.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I think it's clogging the, you know, the connections in my brain.
Okay, well, while you guys eat, little bit of history about Yakwa from Wikipedia. So they say it was first made in the Shinra era, which is like year 668 to 935, and that was also it like was popular with like the royal families, like, you know, like the people in the castles, and then starting year 918 they started using it as like a part of the wedding ceremony, pebek.
Mm. Do they also use it as part of the ancestral ceremonies too?
Nyakwa?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I... Let's see. I don't think it's like a typical thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think back in the day, I think Yakwa was considered like a high-end dessert.
Royal delicacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, while Gochu Mike finishes his yakwa and gets his thoughts together and connects his mental. I remember my parents, they said that these days it's becoming more popular with the kids these days. Even though it's supposed to be like a more of like an old person snack. Mm-hmm. And so they brought like a whole packaging of yakwa the last time they came last year. And so I had a whole bunch in the freezer. Which is like not good because it's not good for you, and so I always eat it as a snack. But it's like a great like substitute for pastry for me. So that's how I eat it nowadays. What about y'all?
Well, first thoughts now. I think so. As a snack, I honestly say it's probably not like the worst because it's so rich. Like I would only ever eat like one at a time. I think. So like with chips, you know, you just like eat a whole bag. With this, like I'm not reaching for another one. And I don't think like there's any, you know, I would never like rip open and just eat back to back.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. I agree. I even just eat like half sometimes and just, save the rest for next time.
It's interesting.
I think I've had like three in a row before.
Oh, shit. Okay. Built different. Okay.
Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no! I'm just trying to think. Like it was pretty good, but I don't know if I would like ever crave it. I think
That's what Gochu Alex said back in the day. It's like something you never crave. Yeah.
Sorry, it got mixed up in my in my neural connections. I must have just heard it and just regurgitated it. But yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Coach Alex, your thoughts?
I mean, for me, since it's like a familiar taste, I might enjoy eating it more than someone like Coach and Mike, but at the same time, I'm not buying it all the time. Like, we only bought it because we were doing this episode, and we had one today, and we actually just shared one, because like Coach and Mike said, he can't eat a whole lot of them in one sitting. Or at least I can't anymore.
Coach Amanda just said she ate three in a row.
I know.
Well, I said I've eaten three before.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying not to eat too many sweets.
Yeah, especially now with the wedding thing.
Yeah.
Is our mom still giving you guys pressure?
All the time.
All right. All the time. A surface pressure. Okay.
She'll call me and say, "You're not eating pastries, are you? Like, don't eat pastries. Don't, what is it? Exercise. Don't drink soda."
Yeah, and then Coach Alex, he sends our family group chat like pictures of the food that I'm assuming Coach Amanda makes, not Coach Alex.
No, I made the salmon.
Oh, you did?
He did make the salmon.
No wonder it didn't look that great. And so
it was only half cooked.
That's what I thought. Coach Alex is not a cook salmon.
And it was perfect.
He never even cooked salmon before in his life.
No, it was good. It was actually really good, though.
Okay. And so, he always sends like the healthy stuff you guys are eating. So, I know you guys aren't eating healthy all the time, right?
No, I don't send the unhealthy meals.
That's what I thought.
Whenever there's not a picture, you're like, okay.
Yeah, that's when
you know.
Yeah, so they must be eating Taco Bell right now.
Yeah, I haven't had Taco Bell in a while, but something similar maybe. Oh, we have been in and out.
We're trying though. We're trying.
Oh, I got protein style in and out the last time.
Oh, he did, and then he also ate half of my fries.
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you eat as long as you exercise, right?
Yeah. No, I think it matters more what you eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to help you.
It's a lot easier to just not eat.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you, though. But
I don't want to be mean, but, like, we do Pilates, right? A lot. Like, nowadays, we're doing maybe, like, 5 times a week.
Oh, here comes a fat joke.
Oh, how'd you know?
Because you just said I want to be mean. But
it's not a fat joke, but, like, I think a lot of the people who go there are, like, middle-aged women, you know, who go. And then, but the thing is, though, they're not in the best shape, but they're the people who go there more than we do. Because we always see them there, right?
Yeah, so they're trying.
Yeah, so they're trying, which is, you know, admirable. And, you know, I wish I'll have that kind of energy when I'm older, too, to go to Pilates, you know, almost every day. But then I don't feel like they're getting in any better shape.
It's hard when you get old.
So I feel like, you know, yes, it's mainly diet as opposed to you know, exercise.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because, like, running for like half an hour, like biking for half an hour is maybe like, you know, a couple, like 200, 300 calories, maybe,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then like that's like gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like gone and like some chips, you know?
So, yeah, that's okay. True. Yeah, yeah. Imagine if you ate like only like a boiled egg and like a tomato and an apple every day. You'd be so healthy.
I'd be
healthy.
So hungry. So
but you'd be
hungry.
So healthy.
I mean, even now, Coach Alex, by like 10 p.m., he's always like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and then Coach Man's like, oh, we have to go to sleep then.
Yeah, that's my solution. If I get hungry late at night, it's like, oh, I just need to go to sleep.
yeah, that's the best, yeah. Coach Man, your thoughts on Yakwa nowadays?
I mean, I still like them. I guess I'm more more aware of the calories.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I'm like limiting how many I should eat at a time. But I still think it's very yummy.
Mm.
But that's coming from a person who really likes baked goods and fried food and sweet desserts. So yeah.
Do they have a Yakwa flavored ice cream?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top of Yakwa would be pretty good.
That sounds not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds
pretty good. I mean, kind of like having like a donut with some ice cream.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and move on to our segment. Let me share my screen. I see you looking so oh spot, I see. Only got room for one, get rid of the rest for fun. It's Spice's left standing. You're in, you're out. You're in, you're out. You're in, you're out. It's Spice's left standing in your mouth. Okay, it's Spice's left standing in your mouth. Go to Alex. Thank you for doing one of the longest quizzes and then following this up. Okay. So, what we got here is Korean snacks. You see the page?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through it here. All right, we got Pepero. It's the first episode. We got Seokang with an EpiPen pack. Combo. All right. We got the Kobuk chips. We got Busho Busho, which is like the ramen packet with the flavoring. We got Corn Chi and... Corn Cho, which is like the puff with the cheese and chocolate. We got Yakwa. And we got Choco Pie. And then, oh, wait. We got me.
Okay, get that out.
And then we got Kim Soo Hyun from the Queen of Tears. And we got his counterpart, Kim Ji Won. I would say they're both snacks. So let's go ahead. So, for people not familiar, we take turns getting rid of the one that shouldn't win, and we go through, and then the last one we vote and you know, say it together, see which one is the spice of standing in your mouth.
Our Hall of Famers.
Thank you, Go To Alice, for always pointing that out. Okay, so we got Ditto, very first Hall of Famer, Cloudy Day, Double Double from In-N-Out, Hot Chocolate. I want to say Seulgi.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Pelicana Chicken.
She's acting now.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Drama. Yeah, we gotta watch the show. Drama.
Which one? Yeah. What is it called?
It's like Pyramids Game or something.
Yeah, it's based off a webtoon.
Oh, okay. Is it TVN or JTBC or something or Dragon Studios?
I don't remember. Yeah, actually, I don't know if that's the right name. I think that's like the Korean name. I don't know if the English name is different.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. See, they're just clout chasers, man. All right. Pelicana.
Oh, it's true, though, because in Physical 100 Season 2.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that in the next episode, please.
Spoilers.
Let's talk about that next episode, please. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about the next episode. I was so pissed. All right. Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
All right. Pelicana Chicken. And then frozen food aisle, Starbucks coffee, black pink, and I want to say Kwanhee.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then we got Chad, which, you know.
Not yet,
but, you know, we know. All right, so we'll do maknae order as usual. Go to Amanda, go ahead, choose, and be nice.
Chad,
be nice.
Did you take a screenshot?
No, but I'll do it after.
Okay.
Go to Amanda, be nice.
Is choco pie alone?
Yes,
or is that
that's
paired?
Alone. No, that's alone.
Okay.
That's alone. Okay. That's alone.
Huh. Okay. Well, isn't it weird if I don't kick you out?
No, not at all. As the person who will support your wedding?
Okay.
We can give him some hope, but then.
Okay, yeah, I'll kick out choco pie.
All right, hope. I like that. It's like Star Wars theme. Okay. All right, my turn. I'm gonna get rid of Busha Busha. I never create Busha Busha.
Yeah. It's a good choice.
All right, go to Alex.
Oh, I'm gonna say Seukang, the shrimp crackers, and the EpiPen.
Oh.
No, leave the EpiPen.
All right. There goes Gochu Mike's combo. Okay, Gochu Mike.
All right. This is probably going to get some people mad, but Pepperoro is gone.
No.
Whoa.
That's a big one.
I thought he meant Yakwa.
I think
Gochu Chan has a chance.
They weren't even on the list. Look at all these flavors. They have a day. They're trying so hard and not, you know. No, just not it.
Oh, shit. I honestly thought Pepero was going to win.
Really?
It was a toss-up between me, Pepero, or Kim Ji-won. All right, go to Amanda.
Okay, well, I think it's time.
Yeah, now let's get serious.
It's time?
Yeah,
okay, let's get rid of Kim Ji-won. Okay,
let's
time.
Not leave anything to chance.
All right, yeah, let's not leave the chance. I agree.
Okay.
All right, let's get rid of him.
Sorry, the wrong guy. The wrong guy.
Wrong guy? Yeah. Okay, this one.
You know what I mean.
Oh, this one?
Hey,
no, Gochu Chad.
I
kick out Gochu Chad.
No! I want to be on the Hall of Fame. How do I get this done?
Okay. I don't know.
Next time. Okay, my turn. I don't really like Yakwa too much. I mean, it's good, but I never crave it as these two. And then, I mean, they're snacks. So I'm going to get rid of Yakwa. Go to Alex.
All right. I'm going to say Kim Soo Hyun.
Okay. All right. Go to Mike.
And just in the spirit of the quiz and the intent of it, I'm going to get rid of the other living person.
Okay, so Kim Ji-won. Okay, yeah. All right. Oh man, she's so good though. All right. Okay, so now we got the last two. I don't know about this. One of these are gonna be the Hall of Famers. Okay, so we got Koncho Konchi snacks, and we got the Gobuk chip. Oh shit! I think we see a winner. Okay, so let's go through 3, 2, 1, and we say the winner. Your choice of the winner. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1, Gobuk chip. Oh, everyone's okay. So only Gochu Amanda said Koncho Konchi?
No, I said Gobuk chip.
Oh, I heard. Okay, so everyone said Gobuk chip.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so we got a winner there. Is this the first unanimous decision?
No.
We did Blackpink was unanimous too, right?
Yeah.
Wait, was Blackpink the only one? I feel like this girl was too, right?
It's hard to remember.
I think so. But these definitely weren't. Yeah, these definitely weren't. Okay, wow. Nice. Gobuk Chip gets all four votes. All right, so welcome to the Hall of Fame, Gobuk Chip. Spicy King, let us know what you think with hashtag spicy left standing in your mouth. Okay. That was a quick one. Whew. Are you guys happy with that?
You made it kind of easy putting yourself in there and two other people.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? They're all snacks. I thought it was...
The choices were kind of limited.
Yeah, it's not really the kind of snacks we're talking about.
Oh, so you want me to put in like what? Huh? Like bench or something?
Like edible snacks, yeah.
Coach Mike didn't have the most of them though. He wouldn't know. I'm trying to be more, you know.
I don't know anyways. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like he knows Kim Soo-hyun or Kim Ji-won, right?
There's pictures.
I mean, if you put Dahee on there, maybe I would have changed my vote.
Dahee? Who's Dahee?
Oh my god.
What? From the last Hall of Fame. Or I guess from the last Spices of Standing in Your Mouth.
No, can you be more specific? Who's Dahee?
The MC from Singles Inferno.
Oh, okay.
Coach said memory's okay. Yeah. You have too much drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, okay. Die. Oh, I see. Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. I'm still happy with this, Spice Left Standing. Everyone agreed. If it was Chad, it would have been too skewed. But next time. Okay. Let's go ahead and do a spice test of Yakwa. Okay, so Coach Amanda, do you want to set the bar for us?
Sure. I'll give it a 2.5. I like the taste of it, but like Coach Alex said, it's not something that I like crave all the time. But when I have it, it's enjoyable. So. Yeah. I think 2.5 is good.
Yeah, that's good. And I feel like that kind of fits with like the culture and the atmosphere around it nowadays too. How people view it, it's like good, but like not like the best, right? Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and jump on this and I'll give it a. I feel like 3 would be too high, so I'm gonna also give it a 2.5. I think that fits. It's everything what Coach Amanda said is I resonate. Other two, what do you guys think?
I'll give it slightly higher. I'll give it 3 gochus out of 4.
Really?
Because I feel like if someone handed me a yakwa, I would eat it.
Mm.
But will you finish it though? The whole thing?
Yeah, I'll finish it. I think saving a yakwa, I mean, it's kind of hard to do because how are you gonna? What like is it still good after you open it up?
But then also like, do you enjoy it just as much as you did back in as a kid?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going back in line for it.
Yeah.
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 But it's still something I enjoy. So.
Okay, and then go to Mike, your first time.
Yeah. So I'll give it 2 with a big asterisk. I don't know if I got the best brand and all that stuff, and maybe just like I'd need to have more to get a stronger opinion on it. But I think it's just more so that it's not exactly my type of snack for the most part.
Okay,
not into like the sweets as much. So yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I just thought. How about this? Instead of a vanilla ice cream on top, why don't you do like ice cream sandwich?
With 2 of these?
Yeah, with 2.
What about? Be too much.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, my what God. About that? What about that?
And then deep fry that, all of that.
Yeah. Wow. Deep fried ice cream sandwich with the yakwa. Oh.
Huh. I think intense. It could be too much, but then aren't like regular American cookie sandwiches a lot too?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like what's that? True. What was that one chain that had like cookie sandwiches
in Berkeley?
Yeah. Or was it that like
what's,
people?
What's it called?
Line for.
It's it. Oh no. You mean cream?
Oh, cream. Oh, cream. Yeah.
Dude, do you remember eating one of those?
Oh, my God. Like, I remember when that first opened, like, that was the it place to go. There was lines. I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, but that was probably tons of calories. Like,
of course. Mm-hmm. Two cookies with the ice cream in the middle? Jesus. Yeah. That's probably, like, what?
They're huge.
1,100?
Sounds very yummy.
Oh, you never been?
No.
Is this just a Bay Area thing, cream?
I don't know.
I mean, like, I've had, like, other, like, ice cream sandwiches, obviously.
Yeah.
I used to go to, what is it? Like, my college town had Insomnia cookies. So I was, like, really close to my dorm.
Oh, yeah. They have that here, too.
I used to go there a lot.
I don't know if sure. Is it good? Because I've never been. I always walk by it on the way to work. But is it good?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I just stop by and try it.
I mean, I think it's just, like, any other, like, ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, like, they're also, like, just cookies, like American cookies.
You know, the sad thing is, I just thought, like, if I stop by and eat that, I'm going to skip lunch. Isn't that sad? I would have never thought that back in the day.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Anyways, okay, well, that was the Korean snack month, snack March munch. What was it again, Coach Alex?
No, you got it, yeah.
Oh, the Korean snack March munch? Okay, cool.
Yeah, Korean snack.
So yeah, like, you know, Spicy Gang, let us know what you thought about this month. Order up. Coach Alex.
Okay, order up. Next week, we're going to be talking about Physical 100 Season 2.
Nice. Oh, man. And there's, like, so much to talk about already. Man.
Don't do it.
It's fun, but at the same time, it's not as good. I don't think it's good as good. I don't know. I'm not as intrigued. But yeah, no spoilers. So yeah, go ahead and watch that, and we'll be talking about that next week. And let's go ahead and close this out. You know, follow us on social media at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram at Gochujang_Gang, and let us know what you thought of Yakwa. With hashtags.
Hashtags, when are we closing the Jongdok? Hashtag, one shrimp challenge. Hashtag, hi tie. Hashtag, gochujad gone. And hashtag, spiciest left standing.
Classic hashtags right there. If I ever heard of them. Alright, gochujad gone.
Bye.
Oh, spicy.